News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a Cork city councillor has claimed that Ireland is becoming a cold place for Catholics and Christians after Cork city councillors voted to consider a renaming process for Bishop Lucy Park. And I'm joined now by Terry Shannon, who is a Fianna Fáil councillor for Cork City Council and the South East area. Lay out your stall for us, Terry. Why are you saying that Ireland? I recognise that there are people looking to rename Bishop Lucy Park, but is that enough to I suppose, imply that Ireland is a cold place for Catholics?
Well, I certainly think it is, and I think it's a debate possibly that we need to have, Ciara. I mean, I'm not here speaking for the church, you know. I mean, we all recognise the dreadful failures, but as I say, I'm not on a mission one way or the other. I wouldn't be a regular mass goer. But a lot of people have said to me, and particularly now yesterday, when after last Monday night's debate about, you know, why are all the old certainties being done away with? When we have, you know, accepted this new dispensation now in Ireland, where there's a new kind of a new woke society, for want of a better word, and where we're expected to accept what the liberal or radical left expect of us, but these people, you know, they talk about inclusivity and tolerance and that, but that doesn't extend then to traditional Irish cultures in that sense, you know. So it's intolerance from their point of view, and it's manifesting itself then in, you know, people who want to rename things. I mean, if we were to accept, for instance, that we'll change the name of Bishop Lucy Park on the basis that there was failures of the Catholic Church, and we all recognise those failures. Well, where would that end? Will we take Father Matthew off the plinth? Will we rename St. Patrick Street? Will we take down the Papal Cross at the Phoenix Park? Will everybody called John Paul be asked to change their names? Where does that end? You know, if we are being preached by these people about inclusivity and tolerance and we're all in this together, well, shouldn't they have a small bit of tolerance towards people who have what they might describe
saying, you know, and hyperbole,
you know, we got it all the time,
hyperbole notwithstanding. But what I would say to you is we're not really in danger, though, are we, of losing our Catholic heritage? 76% of people say that they're Catholic in our last census. About 90% of kids are being sent to Catholic schools. Most people don't mind that and are perfectly happy with it. That would be the majority of people. And Catholic sort of heritage and legacy is all over this country, both geographically, in our schools, in our hospitals and everywhere. Does it really matter if we change the name of one park? We're going to change people's names from John Paul is a bit of a leap.
Yeah, but no, it's an ongoing insipid type of activity by people in the Labour Party, the Greens, the Social Democrats, who are secular by nature, and that's fair enough. I mean, I have no issue with you know, this new dispensation, but I'd like a small bit of consideration for what we might describe as traditions. And you're correct, we are a Christian and certainly a Catholic country. But to listen to some of the debate on Monday night, you'd swear that wasn't the case. And all I'm saying is, fair enough. You know, we accept the new symbols now, and we accept the new dispensation. That's fine. You know, the Irish people, as you say, who are predominantly Catholic, have voted in the referendas to be liberal.
We are a liberal society in many
so
ways.
Let's see that so, and let's give due consideration to others, so that if people want to have a prayer, let them have a prayer or the crucifix. You know. Because we do have other symbols flying over City Hall.
Speaking of having a prayer, Labour has tabled a motion this week to replace the daily prayer read out in the Dáil to be replaced with a moment of reflection. Do you have a view on that?
Well, there is already a moment of reflection in the Dáil, and we have it ourselves in Cork City. We actually say the same prayer that is said in the Dáil, and we then have a moment of reflection, so that encapsulates everybody. But we have a number of councils who have, just before the last local elections and of now, sit when that prayer has been said. And fair enough. I mean, that's somewhat disrespectful. But if that's what they want to do, I don't have an issue with that. But now they're talking about doing away with the prayer in our council, taking down the crucifix. Yet we've other symbols flying over City Hall at different times of the year.
Terry, is this not democracy in action? You don't necessarily agree with these people. This is their view, and now we all hammer it out through votes, etc. Is that not how democracy works?
Oh, absolutely. But I think, you know, you do have to give a dispensation to everybody, and I think there has to be due consideration.
And what about the argument? Now, just as I may put it to you, a question: what about the argument that the Catholic Church had it all its own way for such a long time that this is the rebalancing? You're talking about balance, but what this is the rebalancing?
Well, did they have it all their own way? But then, what, they're getting their back, is it? I mean,
well, maybe I'm not suggesting otherwise. Maybe it is that.
That's what. No, but it is that actually, and a lot of these people are of secular of nature. And while they preach inclusivity and tolerance and we're all in this together, if you want to say your prayers, or if you want to have your crucifix up, that's not allowed, and you should do that somewhere else over in the corner.
If you wanted to do that in your home, no one is going to argue with that. I think are they not saying that doing it in state sort of democratic institutions like councils or the Dáil, etc., that's where there isn't a place for a separation of church and state. There's an argument in favour of that, Terry, because of previously the church and the state were very much in bed together.
No, but we have separation of church and state, but we don't necessarily have separation of church and religion, our state and religion, our state and prayer. And, you know, I often wonder, you know, what is wrong with a prayer? And I'm not overly religious myself, but I'm just making the point, maybe if we had a bit more prayer, we might have a bit more peace. And so, you know, let's have tolerance.
I don't know about that front, Terry. A lot of people would say religion has caused more wars than a little.
Looked at it differently.
Have to leave it there this morning. I appreciate you coming on and making your points. I really do. And I'd love to know what our listeners think about it. That is Terry Shannon there, Fianna Fáil councillor for Cork City South and East. And I would love to know what you think out there this morning. Do you agree with what Terry is saying at Cold House for Catholics? Do you see, I suppose, the point of why these changes are coming into our society? We're a different society nowadays. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.